Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
What's your name, please?
Jerry LaPointe.
Okay, who's got Mr. LaPointe?
That's mine.
Mr. Neal will conduct your hearing, sir, just hold on a moment.
Okay, sir, would you state your full name and ABC number for record, please?
Jerry LaPointe, 112-682.
Okay, thank you, sir. Your attorney for the record, I'm going to be taking attendance since this afternoon in reference to your community supervision medication. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing. My very fellow writing, Honorable Michael Johnson, to his left is the Honorable Gary Rittenhouse. To my left is the Honorable Louis Lewis, and my name is David Neal, I'll be hearing me. Also in the room today, we have Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the board hearing. Remember that form?
Yes, I do.
Okay, on that form, you're notified of the right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Do you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, at this time, I will swear to you, Mr. Turner, in. So you sign this letter to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth of what you got, or will you swear affirm?
I do.
Okay, your hearing will be conducted in two phases today, sir. Phase one, you will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And if they've been violated, in phase two, you will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, what we're doing is I'm reading the one allegation that's on your warrant, then I'm going to ask if it's true or false. All right, allegation number one is violation of Arizona Division of Supervision Number Two is demonstrated by your failure to report to TLC 9431 11th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about November 14, 2017, as verbally directed on November 14, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. And that's true or false, sir?
I would say both.
Pardon?
I didn't report that same day. I reported the next morning, and by that time, the parole office had already issued a warrant.
Okay, let's see. Your warrant wasn't issued until 3 days later, so.
I was advised by TOC that my PO had already issued the warrant.
Okay, well, so you're saying that it is false and that you did not scan?
Well, I'm saying that I did report to TLC, not at the right time.
Okay, so you're saying the thing was false?
Yes.
You
say that.
Okay, well, Mr. Turner, we'll give us more information about them. Mr. Turner, please.
Allegation number one. On 11-14-2017, during intake, PO holding sign directed the offender to report to his field residency at TOC 9430 Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, 85021, and established residency. On 11-15-2017, PO overseeing contact to TOC to verify that the offender had established residency with them. As directed on 11-14-17, and was told that the offender did not report or establish residency as directed. As of 11-17-2017, the offender has failed to contact P.O. Augustine about his whereabouts or report to the South Mountain Parole Office. The offender failed to establish residency at TLC as directed on 11-14-2017. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he is an absconder from supervision. P.O. Augustine attempted to locate the offender by contacting the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office, was told that the offender is not in their custody. On 11-16-2017, P.O. Augustine contacted the offender's emergency contact, and she stated the offender was over her house on 11-15, and that he stated he was going to the halfway house. She was advised to tell the offender to report to the South Mountain Parole Office by 10 a.m. on 11-17-17 if she is able to contact him. P.O. Augustine contacted the MIHS, Maricopa Integrity Health System, on 11-16-17 and was told that the offender is not in their hospital. Discharge letter was received from TLC stating the offender did not establish residency in their program. Penal code stating there was no other collateral to contact to locate the offender.
Thank you, sir. Okay, so you're saying you reported there to the PO after the 17th, after that warrant was issued on the 17th?
No, I did not. I'm saying that I had reported to TLC, and the next morning I was released. And they stated that the probation had already issued a warrant on me.
So why did you contact the PO?
It's more at the time. I was scared, and I didn't want to come back to prison.
You didn't think that eventually you'd get caught and have to go back and do the time anyway?
Yeah, eventually, I know. And
let me move this hearing forward then. So based on the information in 201-7W-3905, the information was supplied by Mr. Turner, how do we find that Mr. Point was delinquent as a matter of transmission and supervision, and that he may have not lapsed in the criminal ways of recovery?
Second.
Agreed.
Okay. So we're going to go over a brief summary of your case supervision. Yes, Mr. Turner.
Have we gotten phase two yet?
Yes.
You said that I didn't ask you to give me the information.
I want to make sure I was on the right track.
Yeah, you were right. Okay, pardon me, sir. You know, before we were in phase two, and go to that summary, Mr. Turner's going to give us some background information. So stand on the phone, and I'll be back in a minute. Mr. Turner?
Yes, sir. Mr. LaPointe was released from ABC custody on 11/14/2017. And arrested on 6/20/2018 by Glendale PD. No new charges are noted. He returned back to ABC custody on 6/20/2018 with an adjusted CSCD of 10/11/2018 with 218 abscondings. Current conviction, marijuana violation, 1 year. Prior convictions, 1993, arson of an occupied structure, 5 years. 1998, misconduct involving weapons, 2 years, 6 months. 2002, theft means of transportation, 5 years, 6 months. 2008, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2012, commitment E, count one, narcotic drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2012, commitment E, count three, criminal trespassing, first degree, 1 year, 9 months. This is his sixth term in ABC with a CUIR score of 3.3. Mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. SDG information, he is a suspected member of the Grindel member and self-admitted being a member of the criminal street gang Barrio 64th Avenue Glendale. Prior terms of supervision, 1997, home arrest, release, absconded 1 day, arrested, revoked by BOEC. 2001, TIS release, absconded, 99 days, arrested, reached CSED in custody. 2007, TIS release, completed, 12 months. 2011, TIS release, absconded 8 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. 2014, TIS release, absconded 1 day, reinstated, absconding 147 days, and arrested, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is significant with rioting, drugs, and smuggling contraband noted. Other arrests, 1989, burglary, second degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 1990, burglary tools possession, Arizona juvenile probation. 1990, theft means of transportation, Arizona juvenile probation. 1990, burglary third degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 1992, misconduct involving weapons, Arizona juvenile detention. 2008, narcotic drug violation, Arizona felony conviction probation. Has a GB score of G7,
V8. Thank you, sir. Okay, now we're going to summary of the case supervision. And so we already established that you were supposed to go to TLC and do it on the day you were supposed to do it. And by the time you did check in with them, they said it had been done. If you were there on the 15th and they told you one hour in the issue, they were wrong. But either way, if you'd contacted your PO, if you'd contacted your PO at that time, we wouldn't be here talking today, because I'm sure your PO would have lifted the one. That's what they do a lot of times, and with a lot more age than this one missed. So, but it seems from the record you don't have much good luck with release anyway. So, and now you were on the loose for like 218 days. Did you work at all during that time, sir?
Yes.
Where were you working?
I did.
Is that like a rental contractor, or is it like
business and stuff? It's residential.
Okay.
Given the opportunity, you know what I mean? I know now that to live up for us or no, my every step moves is even on a daily basis.
Okay.
And I don't know if you guys understand that I'm killed. If I do get the man, I'm killed by number. And what I'm asking for is if a stepping stone before I get off of probation, I just don't want to get kicked out and have no stepping stone, you know what I mean? If given an opportunity, I would have been into a program before that, you know? And hopefully that will help me change my way, because if you see how the last couple of times I've been in there for drugs, and I need a more help for that. And if given an opportunity, I would do things a lot different with my PO, which would keep them updated on my whereabouts. Even on a daily basis, even on an ankle brace, it don't matter. I just want that help, and I hope that they take into consideration what I'm asking. With that being said,
I don't know when the good, successful drug rehab programs are much longer than 60 days. And if the board... The law does not allow Department of Corrections to keep you in their custody past your release date. If you're released on community supervision, then, you know, there's things they can do. But what I would say is, administratively, there's things that have to be done before you could be released at this time, and you wouldn't even have 60 days. But irregardless, the programs that will be beneficial to you are really much longer than 60 days. And so other than some Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous type classes, there's not much DOC can do for you at this time. By the expression, that you've thrown away a lot of opportunities to get some very good treatment. And, and now at this time, the timing, we've got a whole lot that the Department of Corrections can do for you. But you can do it yourself. There are programs out there that you locate, and inpatient and outpatient that will work with you to help you rehab and get back on your feet. So I'm going to see if my fellow members have any questions at this time. No questions? Okay, sir. The first thing we're going to discuss is the determination about your community supervision. We talk amongst ourselves. We do this in an open manner. We ask you not to stay on the phone. We hear the entire conversation. And once we make a determination, we'll get back with you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you, sir. Moving on to discussion. Well, Mr. LaPointe seems to want to take care of his drug problem, but the timing is really, really bad for getting some specific help from the Department of Corrections. But or within a couple of months before he's released, he should be able to obtain some information about program that will be available to him out there and possibly send off some letters requesting acceptance and things like that. I do hope that he is successful, because it looks like some drug problems, he's probably mostly drug problems with his criminal activity. So that's some revenues that he's been down to support drug habits, and there's a combination of them. And so I really do hope that Mr. LaPointe can come to terms with his drug problems and straighten out his life. But at this point in time, with 218 on scoundrel guy, I cannot in good faith recommend that he go back into the community under community supervision. But there was some discussion from any of my fellow board members. Okay, based on all the information, the number 2017W39805. Mr. LaPointe's testimony and information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. LaPointe as he was the resident violated terms and conditions of supervision and that last was about rights and criminal ways for company.
Second.
Agree.
Moved by myself, second by Mr. Canales, and Mr. Johnson. Okay, so the board has voted to revoke the community supervision this time. According to our paperwork, he'll be released on or about October 11, 2018, which is about 2 months away. See if you can get into some of the 12-step classes there on the yard run. Those are very, very good. If you haven't done it before, you haven't experienced that, but people that get involved in the 12-step can straighten out a lot of things in their life, even if they don't have an addiction. Okay, so they're geared to help people find themselves and find their triggers and then be able to move forward with success. And that is something you can get involved with as soon as you get out. There are AA and NA groups all over the valley. But if you can get in there and get some help that way, that may be all that you really need, is that kind of structure to get you through it. And I would hope that that's all you need, but they can also grant you to more intense type help for drug problems. So we really do hope that we, unless we're passing on the street and say hi to each other, we really hope that we don't ever see you again. Okay, keep the track you've got going now. Don't let this just be a total setback for you, okay, sir?
All right.
All right, thank you very much, sir, and we'll see you through that on the phone, please.